This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3 of TMNT Classic, Attack of the 50-Foot Irma. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossin' Gub.
You're listening to Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 21! We had a break because Gub had a headache. You know, he had migraines, and fuck you guys. You don't pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
There it is.
All the money we make off the show, you would think.
Right. You know, you want it? Like, start a Patreon.
We should start a Patreon.
How do you start? Yeah, let's join the club.
I love that when I see like someone on Tumblr like, oh, start a Patreon. Nice.
I contribute nothing. Here's my Patreon. I mean, you know, if somebody I really like, you know, who's famous or good at their, you know, like a really good artist starts a Patreon, okay, maybe. I haven't done it myself, but, you know, I'll consider it. But some guy, oh, I'm a blogger, I need a Patreon.
Who has the most followers on Patreon, I wonder?
I'd rather not know. I'm sure it'll piss me off.
Well, this guy's got four.
Four? I don't know who this guy is.
I'm just looking at stuff to see. Whatever. It's not important.
Well, you know, that's beside the point. The point is we're back.
We're back. And we're back with the best episode ever.
The best episode ever. Attack of the 50-Foot Irma. I love this episode. If this episode came out today, people would bitch nonstop on Twitter. Because that's what Twitter is for, by the way. Bitching. It doesn't serve any other purpose. It's just for bitching. Call it bitching.com. That would be better. Bitching. Yeah. Instead of a tweet, I bitched about something today. You put out a whine, or like whining, you know, wine.com. There's a piece of cheese with it.
Oh,
you know?
There's got to be wine.com, right?
W-H-I-N-E or W-I-N-E?
No, wine.com, yeah. Well, there is, but the site cannot be reached right now, okay? I guess.
Wine.com. Where? Where? The website. Where? So yes, if this episode came out today, there would be at least one person or several people complaining about it.
About what specifically?
We'll
get into it.
We'll get into it. All right, let's start it off. So the episode starts with Michelangelo getting some pizza ready.
It's Irma's birthday.
It's Irma's birthday. The most.
And for some reason, the turtles are it's put on them to organize the party.
Well, Irma doesn't have any friends.
Well, I mean. Besides April, who would like her best friend in the whole world.
Irma is April's best friend. April's not. No, I mean, April is Irma's best friend. Irma is not April's best friend.
It's not a two-way street, is what you're saying.
No, it is not.
Not a two-way street.
April has real friends.
Well, yeah, so Mikey's setting up like the decorations and falls on the turtle sleeping, the turtle four person bunk beds.
I love those, by the way.
Yeah, the fact that it's great.
Honestly, I'm not even kidding. I'm not playing around. They put a smile on my face. I'm not lying. There's something about it that makes me happy. Maybe it's because I never had bunk beds and
I had bunk beds.
I know you did. All right, you know
we had, we had three bunk beds.
Who got to sleep in the top bunk?
I was the middle. My older brother.
Whoa! Am I to understand?
Let me explain how this works.
You just blew my mind. I
three person bunk bed. Imagine
you
a bunk.
Had three person bunk
bed. Imagine a bunk bed, a regular bunk bed, right?
Imagine a bunk bed.
Okay. a regular two person bunk bed, except on the bottom. There's a like a drawer, and you pull up the drawer, and there's a mattress in the big drawer, and in the big drawer on the bottom is a mattress.
And there's a person inside that mattress.
Yeah, there's a person. They sleep. Oh my God. Basically, my brother, Not my older brother. My other brother slept in a drawer.
Your duplicate?
Yes. He's trying to remain anonymous, but apparently.
Your genetic duplicate? He is anonymous. People don't know that there's two of you.
they do now.
Now they do. Just got, so you guys know, Pizza Toss and Gub could split into two forms.
And then we fusion dance.
Both forms have the same job and are good at the same things. Pretty much the same skill set.
Similar.
I love that, by the way. It's not exact. Not exact.
Well, right now Similar. It's exact.
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment, it's exact. But anyway.
Regardless, the Turtles have their four-person bunk bed. Nobody sleeps in a drawer, though.
No. Also, and, to answer your question, I was in the middle.
I was the middle, all right?
I was the middle.
Also, your oldest brother got to be the top.
Yeah, of course he did. He's the oldest
Are
brother.
You older? Are you older than your...
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
By how many seconds?
Not seconds. That would be insane.
You're right.
You think about that? Thinking. Seconds? I
wasn't thinking.
Are you...
As usual, I wasn't thinking. I was just talking.
I think it's like 10 minutes or so.
10 minutes, you know. Well, you could fall a few seconds apart, you know? A
few seconds, like, my mom would die.
But what about a C-section? What about a C-section?
That's possible. That's possible.
You don't know. You know anyway. What? You're triggering somebody somewhere right now.
What?
Somebody somewhere is triggered by you just talking about that casually, all right?
Yeah.
She's 3 seconds apart from their sibling, and they're very offended. And this episode is all about that. So the Turtles... It falls upon them for some reason to take care of Irma's birthday. I don't know why. I think the writer just goes, well, somebody's got to take care of this loser's birthday.
The writer's like, we should make an episode about Irma. And then they were like, then the other writers were like, what? But Irma sucks. What do we?
And the other writers were like, who's Irma? Oh, right. The character nobody likes?
They're like,
Irma's like, you ever hang out with one of those guys that is really self-deprecating? They always make fun of themselves. That's Irma, but a girl. Just, you know, the loser. It has no likable traits except being a loser. Like, that's what makes them, you know what I mean? There's always that guy or girl. You always meet that person that the only thing they have going for them is they're a loser. You only hang out with them because you feel bad for them. They're not likable. They're not funny. They have nothing going for them except for they're a pity hangout.
They are a pity hangout.
And that's Irma. Irma is the pity hangout. Irma is April's charity work. April hangs out with her as an act of charity.
That's
nobody
that's,
else.
Would. That's accurate.
But I think that's fair. Yeah. I mean, really, does Irma ever say anything interesting? No. Does nothing contribute to the conversation except I wish that guy would call me back. Nobody likes me. I'm a loser. You know?
All she talks about is how bad it is being single.
Yeah, all she talks about is how sucky her life is, and I gotta agree with her, it does suck. Irma finally, you know,
if you ever hung out with someone like that who just like bitches and you were just like, yeah, you're right, then they usually get offended.
Right. Oh, I hate that. I hate people like that. Oh, I'm such a loser. Yeah, you are a loser. Hey! Well, you said it, you know. That's the thing. I've always found, you know, when you hang out, there's certain kinds of people. You hang out with them. And, you know, you're putting in your charity work, right? You know, I don't do this shit as an adult, but when I was younger, you know.
Yeah. When you're younger, you're forced by, like, by proximity.
You're more naive, you know. You think the world is a simpler place, you know. Well, you know, it's not his fault he's a loser. I'm sure he's cool deep down. And then you realize he's not, you know. He's not cool deep down. It's, you know, you're trying. You're really trying, but it's not there. You know, and then when you know. For the 800th time, the same thing has happened to me. And then you'll turn around and go, well, maybe you should stop doing the same thing. So, hey, you can't say that. I just want somebody to complain to. And that's Irma. That's Irma right there. That's Irma. Irma just complains about the same crap. And you'll be able to go out with me.
That robot
never called me.
Oh, you mean, what's his name? XO1?
XO1. He just hit it and quit it.
That's the episode that you missed.
Yeah, that's right.
That was like the best episode.
But the image was enough. The one of Irma with the robot, that was enough for me. The best. I anyway, we're like 1 minute into this episode.
Yeah. So
I'm not cutting that tangent.
The turtles call April to be like, what, like, are you ready for Irma's party? And April goes,
the turtles had the first cell phone.
Yes. And April tells them she's gonna be there, but right now she's doing a interview.
Meteorite.
Yeah, think about a meteorite that has a very rare isotope known as Exaporon. Exaporon.
I ate it up that day when they were eating Chinese food.
And then who comes? And then it pans over, and Shredder's just hiding behind a pole. He's just behind a pillar, pulls out a can of like hairspray, gasses everyone. They pass out, and he runs and just steals it and runs away.
Good writing.
Good writing. The best part,
it's quick, right? we get it going.
Yeah.
Can we get it going? You gotta at least admit
hit the ground running in this episode.
Fuck around.
But the best part about that is the turtles are home watching the news report, and the newscaster is like, some strange caped man stole the meteorite, and like Shredder walks in, takes the meteorite, sticks his head into camera, looks at the camera, and then goes out, and then runs on screen.
Yeah, the best.
It's like, really, really, Shredder.
The bomb. Did you know Shredder's costume is the wrong color in this episode?
Is it? I didn't notice.
His cape is blue for a good chunk of it. Oh, is it?
I didn't notice that many errors in this episode. There was some pretty good animation.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Pretty good sometimes.
So you know, Shredder just steals the item.
The meteorite.
Shredder, my boy.
Yeah, and he goes back to Technodrome. And they make a powder out of it.
And then Krang says, "Hey, this will make you big. I'm gonna test it on. I'm gonna use it on to make Shredder big." And Shredder goes, "Man, Krang, you're being really nice to me for once." And then Krang goes, "No, I'm just testing on you in case shit goes wrong."
Yeah, in case you die.
I love that. I love that. That's just great. I love that. I love their relationship. You know, because you know, as we all know, Shredder was cheating on Krang on the side back in the day when Shredder was in charge. You know. Shredder was the alpha, right? Not anymore. Tables have turned. Now they got this kind of back and forth. Hilarious.
Yeah, and the cool thing, that whole section where he used the enlarging ray, like his hands get really big first, then his arms get really big.
It looks good.
It looks really awesome. Then his like legs get super huge.
I thought of you actually during that scene. I went, man, you know, I bet Gub likes this. That was what's going through my head.
I liked every part except when he was fully like proportionate. You know what I mean? Yeah. Once he was proportioned, I didn't give a crap anymore. So then, Shredder like ends up growing huge. Krang shoots him and makes him small again, and they're like, "Okay, it works. Let's bring him to the surface so we can do this for real."
Yes.
Meanwhile, Irma is talking to April about her diet.
This is the part that would piss people off.
Why?
Why does Irma want to lose weight? She's beautiful the way she is. Why would she want to accommodate a man who's attracted to thin women? That's offensive.
Irma doesn't look like she needs to lose weight, but she's also wearing like a baggy
sweater.
That's what's
weird about it too. Yeah, I was thinking that as well. She doesn't need to lose weight, but she doesn't look good. Let's admit that.
Whoa.
You wouldn't hit it. You wouldn't hit it. She's got nothing going on.
She looks like the Chipette.
She's got no va-va-va-voom. You got to at least admit that. You got no hips. She got
just
no tops.
She's just not dressing well, I feel like. She wouldn't wear that bag.
That bag lady outfit?
Yeah.
Irma's like, look, I got nothing. I'm not fun. I'm not likable. I'm probably terrible in bed. I got no va-va-va-voom. I got no boobs. I got no ass. I got no hips. But I can lose weight. All she's got. That's all she's got. Actually, it's cruel if you take that away from her.
But then she's yeah.
How's she going to compete with April? You got nothing.
Ooh. April doesn't date anybody, and at least Irma dates, like...
April doesn't date, period. What are you talking about? April sleeps around. That's... April doesn't date.
Well, April, I mean, like, in the series, Irma is, like, going on dates, at least.
April sleeps around.
I guess April's waiting for Casey Jones to show up.
She's not waiting. She's hitting some people on the side, you know? She's getting some on the side. What are you talking about? She's gonna side Casey.
God damn it.
Hey! you getting upset about?
No, I'm reading stuff about Irma and it's making me sad.
All right, go ahead. Why would it make you sad? Irma's not real.
Well, the Irma entry in the Turtlepedia has a section that says appearance, personality, bio, and then misfortunes.
And
it's like, in this episode, Irma gets hit by a steel beam.
All right, this episode, she's
mutated into a rat.
Get back on point. So
yeah. This episode.
Right, so Irma's on a diet. We're 3 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Irma wanders off, and April's trying to keep her to her diet for some reason.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Irma wanders off.
Irma is April's charity work. I'm sorry, the other way around. Oh, that's right. You know, Irma's there to make April feel better about herself. That's why she exists. If Irma suddenly became really hot and started stealing all Irma's men, all April's men, she wouldn't like it. Okay.
Right. So Irma wanders off because she's hungry, and she goes to get ice cream.
That scene actually is really funny.
In the meantime, Shredder comes up to Earth to use the gun on himself to make himself huge. But he comes up in the alleyway, and the gun comes up around the corner, and he never sees where it is. Right? But then April gets caught on the gun.
Yeah, well, she jumps on it because they're going to use the gun.
No, I think it just comes up from underneath her and she gets stuck on top of it.
Oh, is that what happens?
I think so. And then, the turtles show up because April calls them because she sees a Shredder in the alleyway. Mm-hmm. They go to fight, but then Krang uses his control from the Technodrome to shoot Shredder. He's trying to shoot Shredder, but since April's on the thing, he shoots Irma instead.
And then we get the 50-foot Irma.
Not yet. Irma's just that felt weird. And then the Shredder runs exit stage left as usual.
As he does, snaggle Shredder.
That's weird.
Exit stage left. Even
there was a weird point in this where they're like, "Let's go follow him." And then they go, wait, what's that? And then the lava comes up.
They don't do that anymore.
Well, no, but the lava came up before. In every other episode, the lava just comes up as a story way to be like, oh, you can't follow him. There's lava.
Actually, that's a good point. I never thought of that.
It's the first time they actually call it out. Like, oh, that's lava. We can't follow him.
That's why he can run away all the time.
Right. He's got lava.
In case you didn't know.
Because he goes all the way down. Yeah, that's weird. But then, so then nothing happened to Irma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Irma goes back to work, and Irma starts growing
Vernon is trying to get her to get a document. She keeps
like a photo or something.
Too big.
And she gets her arms stretched super long and shit. It's very weird. It's
kind of awesome.
It's awesome because her arms are slightly off, lengthwise. And she's not as drastically, bizarre as Shredder is. But she's kind of weird, her arms get weird length. And it's interesting to me.
The gob's interested.
But then she grows super huge and runs out.
Yeah, that's right. And she has that, adorable silhouette.
Yeah, the weird alien silhouette because she thinks a monster, April calls the turtles and says, we think Irma's been kidnapped by a monster. And then Donatello tells her, Irma is the monster.
You hung out with her? She's a monster. She's so unlikable.
But the other weird thing is, when Irma's giant, she just becomes an idiot.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
She's not like, hey guys, chill. It's just me, Irma. I'm just huge now. She just starts wandering around oh, I don't know. What happened?
I don't know where I am or what's going on.
Yeah, but she's also like, first I break my nail and now this, Irma.
Yep.
Irma, chill. Irma, chill.
You're a giant now. She doesn't even think about that.
And then she just starts accidentally breaking shit.
As everyone who's giant would.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And then there's a scene where the turtles basically go up to this old man who made the meteorite or whatever?
That's later on.
That's how they get... Doesn't that happen soon?
No, that's later on. So Irma knocks down those cables. So they, like... Irma knocks down those cables. Mm-hmm. And there's that weird, like, fight scene where the turtles are fighting cables for some reason. Do you remember that scene with the electric cables?
Yeah, that is weird. That happens pretty soon, actually.
That happens right after, like, Irma gets big. And then the turtles talk to her, and they find out that the government sent the army to take her down.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Which is, I mean, I'm not sure. Like, I was thinking about that. Would that happen today? If there was, like, if, like, tomorrow you were like, oh, my God, that lady is enormous. She's, like, 50 feet tall.
They have to respect her giant rights, you know?
Yes.
You have normal size privilege.
Hashtag not all giants.
There'd be some Twitter campaign about it.
Of course there.
Because people love to do that. That's what they do now. Heaven forbid they spend their time as being, you know, productive or, you know, useful. No. And start Twitter campaigns. That'll change your life. But anyway, so, you know, Irma, she's too big.
So they decide to lock her in a giant silo in the middle of nowhere?
No, she goes to sleep.
In the silo, in the big, not the big, whatever, the big, like, airplane hangar. They take her, like, to the farmland. They put her in, like, an airplane hangar, which is, like, the farmland that's, like, 5 minutes away from New York City.
Well, hey, we all know that that's very close by.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody from New York knows that. Come on.
The farm.
It's common knowledge.
Go to the farm.
Normal. Totally normal.
But then they find out that there's another meteorite, another half of the meteorite, at the planetarium. So they decide to go to the planetarium, and they dress up as those weird government workers.
Yep.
This is the part you were talking about before.
Yes, yes, this is the part.
Well, they accost the professor, what's his name? Von Ziflin. Professor Von Ziflin. I wrote it down. So they confront him to get the meteor. And who shows up? But Shredder, Beyond, and Rocksteady.
I like that Beyond and Rocksteady finally start getting some action in this episode.
Yeah, it's weird because they were like, they sent Shredder up alone before, and they should have sent him up with Beyond and Rocksteady to get a fun little fight scene in there. And then they would shoot Irma. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen.
Nope.
But they it's a pretty cool fight scene. They throw planets at each other and stuff.
Quite literally.
And then Leo throws the ring of Saturn around them.
The what?
He grabs, like, the ring off of Saturn. and he throws it on them. It, like, he catches them, and they just roll out the front door.
He's doing the Rings of Saturn.
Yeah.
Wrestling move?
No, like,
No, I know. Who was the wrestler that did that? He was
Perry Saturn.
Was that his name?
It was Saturn. It was Perry Saturn.
He was in Raven's Flock.
He came in with Tori. Remember Tori?
Tori's
like the girl he used to come in with.
Oh, I thought he was in Raven's Flock.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Are you kidding? Are you serious? You don't know who Raven is? WCW?
Oh, I know.
WCW as well?
Oh, was he part of that? Was he part of... I don't know.
Well, Raven came from ECW, and then he was in WCW, and the whole thing was he was just this disgruntled, you know, grunge rocker, and he had Raven's Flock. He had this whole crew of guys with him who would all wear, you know, plaid shirts around their waists and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
That was their thing. And Raven's then one of his boys, Raven's Flock, and one of his boys was Saturn, one of his guys, and he would do Ring of Saturn. And Raven, you know, he was such an obnoxious villain because he had this thing called Raven's Rules, and what that meant was that he could do whatever the hell he wants. There were no rules. Like his whole crew could come in and attack you. He could deck the referee. It didn't matter. There were no rules. Every match was a hardcore match with Raven. It was great. I always enjoyed it.
Hey, what the? I remember Raven, but I don't remember what he looked. I gotta look up Raven now.
So. I was always the guy that for the villains.
Hey. Oh, Raven didn't dress in like. Oh yeah.
Off of, you know, 90s grunge kind
yeah,
of guy.
Yeah, yeah, he had like jean kilt on. Denim kilt. Fuck.
I think he used to do this thing where he would always, you know, complain. He had a little poem. Very Gen X-y.
Yeah.
Complain, you know, his life was so bad, you know. The best.
Man. He was in an episode of Win Ben Stein's Money.
Really? What? Did he win the money?
I don't know. Apparently apparently in 2010 he also started doing stand-up comedy.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's totally out of left field. I mean, when I heard Screech did stand-up comedy, that was not what I expected. That's on the same level.
Oh, there's video.
Oh god. You know, we're doing a podcast here.
Raven does stand-up.
So when I DDT'd... What's the deal with pile drivers?
What's the deal with chokeholds? Oh, wait, no, this is a chick.
Has any wrestler ever actually lost because of, you know, somebody submitting? No, I mean, I don't mean submitting in like a, you know, like somebody passing out. You know when they always do that in wrestling where someone's on the verge of passing out?
Yeah.
I've never seen a wrestler lose like that.
No, they're already, yeah.
The referee checks their pulse and all that crap. I've never seen a wrestler
lose like that. Yeah, the wrestler, they tap out when it's like the special move, when it's like, you know.
When Bret Hart.
When Bret Hart does the sharpshooter. What's that sharpshooter?
When Bret Hart hits you with the sharpshooter.
You tap out.
My man Ric Flair, my man, woo! Hits you with the figure four leg lock. You know, you're going to tap out this week on Wrestling Cast.
That really is the only time they tap out.
You know, they never pass out.
Also, have you ever actually done the sharpshooter to someone?
No.
I have. And I've had it done to me, too. It hurts, but it doesn't hurt that bad that you would, you would tap out.
Because you're not doing it like Bret Hart would.
Well, Bret Hart's also not doing it like you would if you actually wanted to do that to someone to hurt them. It's fake.
Yes, he is.
I it's fake, right?
What do you mean it's fake?
It's still real to me, goddammit.
Totally real.
Have you seen that video, by the way?
No.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a podcast here.
There's the video. There's a video where this redneck dude is talking at an old wrestlers like meetup group convention thing, and he starts crying because I'll touch it, and he ends up going, "It's still real to me, goddammit."
He loves it. Don't ruin his dream.
You should watch this.
My Irma needs to lose weight.
Wait, you should watch this video.
I'm gonna watch it, but let's wrap this one up. Jesus.
You need to watch the video. It's the greatest.
I'll watch it after the podcast.
Okay.
You know how much editing I'm gonna have to do because of you now?
Not that much editing. Leave it all in. So they fight for the meteorite, right? After the Rings of Saturn are done on someone.
That's how we got this tangent. Rings of Saturn. Okay.
And then they. And the turtles, I guess they have whatever the isotope thing is, and they go back to the wherever they held Irma. But April's like Irma woke up and left because she has a huge case of the munchies, and she's heading for the city, which is like, can't Irma just be like, hey, Irma,
I should stay still.
Chill out, Irma. Chill out.
Dumb.
So, but then on the way to find Irma, Donatello mixes the antidote and makes a giant pill and they find her, but the military does too.
I actually remember this episode from my childhood.
Oh, do you really?
I remember the giant pill and I thought that's not something I would want to do.
Well, the military sees her and just immediately starts shooting missiles at her.
That's how you kill a giant woman. I mean, jeez.
They just shoot
How else do you do it? And the whole time, everyone's just complaining about, no man will ever want to be with me. I got to lose weight. Why are they shooting missiles at me? God, even when I'm big, no one likes me. I mean, she's just complaining the whole time.
So then they get the pill and they tell Irma, "Hey Irma, it's us. We're the good guys. You should take this pill." And Irma's like, "I don't take pills.
I'm not about taking pills. Don't do it."
But then she says her mother used to give her medicine in a bowl of ice cream.
That's a fucking surprise. Whoops. Chopping the F-bomb.
Okay, Irma's not fat. Irma's like how tall? 5'7"?
I'd say 5'6", 5'7".
5'6", 5'7"? She weighs what? 120?
She's not fat.
She's not fat at all.
She's not hot.
No.
And that's the point. She ain't hot. She ain't got it going on.
Not bad looking.
Bad looking?
She's all that pre to being all that.
Well, you know what? They didn't make her into She's All That yet, which was actually written by M. Night Shyamalan.
Was it really?
M. Night Shyamalan wrote the script for that movie.
Did he really?
Yes.
It would arguably be the best movie he's ever written. No.
I totally agree with you, actually. I hate that guy. He's such a terrible filmmaker. He ruined his career, actually, because people hate him now.
There's one writer accredited, and it's not M. Night Shyamalan.
No, he used a different name.
R. Lee Fleming Jr.
He pretends to be. Look it up. Go ahead. She's All That. M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm looking up the IMDb, and it looks like R. Lee Fleming Jr. wrote a bunch of tween shit.
It's right. Just go M. Night Shyamalan. She's All That. He might have ghost written for somebody else. You don't know. Apparently he admitted it. Yes. See?
Did he really write it, according to Entertainment Weekly? And yeah, he did.
See?
Wow.
Told you.
Man.
I feel like a good movie you ever written. Because I like that movie. My man Freddie Prinze Jr. is in it. That was the peak of his career. He was all khakis in the 90s. That was him, baby.
The khaki king.
The khaki king. You put him in an Old Navy ad. Perfect. Certain companies still exist, and I'm always surprised.
What?
I'll just go, wow, Old Navy's still around, huh? Jeez.
When you walk by a Old Navy, you're like, oh yeah, I guess people are still buying garbagey clothes.
I'm just surprised. Like, wasn't this big in like the 90s?
Old Navy was like, do you want to buy pants that won't fit tomorrow? They'll fit you today.
But they got a 30-day return policy.
It's like Old Navy, never wash these jeans. They won't fit anymore.
What about Aeropostale? Is that company still around?
Yeah.
Aeropostale, Wet Seal.
Wet Seal still around. Aeropostale is like, do you want to advertise for us?
Aeropostale was, I'm 12. I need to look cool.
Everything that Aeropostale sells has Aeropostale on it in huge words, huge letters. It's like, okay, I don't know if it's a walking billboard for you, but...
You are.
They got a cool...
Gap does that, too.
Gap used to do that.
The Gap is still around. What do you mean they used to do that? I just bought a t-shirt from the Gap recently because it was really comfortable and on sale.
It says Gap on it. Oh, does it? Dude, their undershirts are the dopest.
Are the bomb.
Gap undershirts? Yo.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised that Old Navy is still around.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
No. This episode climaxes with Mikey runs off.
Actually, the climax is on is a little questionable.
Yeah, okay. So Irma's like,
Did you feel that image?
Yes, it's fucking gross.
Go on.
So Irma's like, I won't take pills without ice cream.
Right.
So Mikey runs away, comes back with an ice cream cart. They pour it into a cement mixer, a used cement mixer. They throw the pill in. They, like, rubble it around, and Irma drinks it and shrinks.
Right.
Fucking gross.
Well, I just thought the way she drinks it, it looks like she's drinking something else.
Oh, right, that too.
That's what I took from it. This looks a little suggestive. And then Irma goes, oh, my dreams come true. And I'm like, oh, man. Somebody got a good laugh about this somewhere, I think.
But then, like Vernon's running in to get the art, get the scoop, and doesn't happen because Irma's normal.
That's it. The episode's over.
Nope. You know what?
No, that's right.
It ends with pizza. That's but right, specifically, right. Three kinds of pizza takes us back to our pizza ratings. Vanilla and meatballs.
Yes, please.
With that, out of 10.
Eight.
An 8?
I want to try that.
Is that another that we're going to eat? You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should, after when we compile this list, next time you come here, we'll have a good list. We should take the highest and the lowest and have them.
I agree. Sounds awesome.
That means I'm having anchovies and peanut butter so far. And you're having sashimi.
I'll do it.
Ugh. I don't want anchovies and peanut butter pizza.
Sure you do. It'll be dope.
Next one.
And that's it. We're done.
There's
we're
three
done.
Pizzas. We're going to go through ahead. All three. This is
fine.
Anchovies and butterscotch.
Yes.
No.
Yes, please.
0.5 for me. That's my lowest.
That's 10. I don't know. It's 5 or 6.
5. And then chocolate fudge with extra garlic.
Extra garlic?
Extra garlic.
Garlic.
Garlic's fucking good.
Garlic's
the best. That would not be the best. Six? Seven. 7 for me. I'm going to say 7.
All right.
And that's the episode.
So we're done. So there you go. There's your episode, people. I don't want to hear any complaining about the delays. You can start paying for it, and then you get it on time.
If you have questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter or just shove it up your ass. Because we're not going to listen to
it. Hit us up on that Twitter.
Just find us on Twitter.
We're not there.
We're not on Twitter.
All we have is ninjapodcast@gmail.com. I hate Twitter. I really hate it.
Oh, did you ever get anything? Did you ever hear back from the Biker Mice or Mars guy?
I did not. That was the wrong guy. It was not the same guy.
No, I think that was part of the Cutting Room Floor episode from last week.
Nobody knows about that.
No one knows about that.
We're out of here.
All right. That's the episode.
I'm Bunga heading out.
And I'm Pizza Toss and Gov. Later.
See you next week.
Bye.